AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Senate has passed legislation to fund President Trump's immigration enforcement agencies, with the final vote coming in just before 5 a.m. this morning. Senators voted 52-47 for the $70 billion legislation to fund Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol through the end of Trump's term. Republicans defeated multiple attempts to add language to the bill that would permanently ban Trump's settlement fund to compensate political allies who believe they've been politically persecuted. Meanwhile, Trump is now saying housing regulator Bill Pulte is not his permanent choice to head national intelligence. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump's announcement of Bill Pulte as acting director of national intelligence drew reactions like this Wednesday from Republican Senator John Cornyn.
I see no evidence of any qualifications for that job.
Thursday, the president sought to clarify.
It's an acting position. It's not a permanent. He's not going to be permanent because, you know, I don't think he'd want to be permanent.
Pulte's currently head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency and has been a divisive figure in the administration, pushing to go after Trump's political rivals by alleging mortgage fraud.
He's a very smart guy, and he may find out some things about the rigged elections, et cetera, et cetera.
It quickly became clear Pulte would likely not have the votes to be confirmed by the Senate. And Trump says,
we're interviewing people right now.
Trump says he's planning to attend an NBA Finals game at Madison Square Garden next week at the invitation of the team's owner. Trump, a longtime New York Knicks fan, will see the team play against the San Antonio Spurs. World shares were mostly lower and South Korea's benchmark dropped more than 5% after sharp declines for some big artificial intelligence-related stocks in the U.S. U.S. futures were also trading mixed. This is AP News. Former President Barack Obama's Presidential Center will open to the public on Juneteenth.
At the Obama Presidential Center Museum, exhibits explore the fullness of the American story.
In a video played at a media preview, Obama highlighted the center's location, Chicago's South Side.
This is the place Michelle was born and raised. It's where I got a start as a community organizer.
It's a roughly $850 million project spread over some 20 acres.
You'll be able to walk through a full-scale replica of the Oval Office.
But it's not just about recreations or artifacts.
He wanted it to be a living, breathing, engaging location.
Obama Foundation CEO Valerie Jarrett says it includes things important to the ex-president, like a library, a basketball court, a picnic area with grills. I'm Sagar Meghani.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.